This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. As we talk about student debt this hour, I bet you're picturing 20 or maybe 30-something types laboring under this burden. And all of our guests have been in that age range. At least they have plenty of time to pay it off, right? Well, consider this. According to the Federal Reserve, Americans 60 years old and up owe more than $43 billion in student loans. In fact, the number of 60-year-old plus borrowers is at an all-time high, 2.2 million. Some of them, of course, took that money out to help their kids get through college, but many borrowed late in life for their own reasons. Take Stephen Manriquez. He's a 65-year-old Marine veteran and retired police officer. A few years ago, Stephen decided to go back to college to earn a bachelor's degree in psychology, and he's now in a master's program. He hopes to help veterans diagnosed with PTSD. Currently, Stephen's loans add up to more than $55,000. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much.
So tell me, why did you decide to go back to school when so many people your age are retiring?
Well, I retired in 2002, and I sat around for about 8 years, and finally, just one day, I said, yep, I'm going to go for it.
Oh, that's great. Now, I understand you have a son in college and a daughter who will be headed to college a year from now?
Yes.
How are you planning to pay for their education as well as yours?
Well, my son is in the Marine Corps Reserve, so he may be getting some help through the government for that way. And as for my daughter, I will probably end up footing that bill. I'm putting a little bit aside every month for my retirement, and at least it'll get her through the first year.
And so what are your payments going to be when you do have to start paying this back?
Well, from what I can figure out, it'll be about between $150 to $200 a month for about between 10 and 15 years. But if I do it the lower part, it'd take anywhere from 15 to 20 years to pay it off.
And then are you planning to go on to a PhD?
If I was to do that, I would be right around 70. And I wanted to relax at that age, really.
Well, anything that you'd like to say to other seniors considering taking out loans for their education?
Well, I think I would say, well, upon graduation, make sure that you go back to work, because the bill is there. And I mean, like me, I'm going to spend a good 6 years getting my degree, and it'd be a shame for me to all of a sudden not use that education or that degree for something.
Sure.
And just say, okay, I've done 6 years. Okay, fine. I'm going to hang up my degrees and look at them as I'm watching I Love Lucy or whatever's on TV.
You do know, though, if you default on your payments, on your student loans, your lenders can take money out of your pensions, your Social Security, any income you have. So how does that make you feel?
Well, if they were to do that, like, you know, because my pension, I get so much a month, I have to budget that out. And if they started taking some out, then I've got to redo everything, and it's going to really be a hassle. But if I keep up on the payments, then that would be no problem, because that's all right. I can stick that into my budget.
You know, we're pretty blunt about money on this show. What type of income do you have?
Probably bringing in about $5,000 a month.
And this is in what, in your pensions?
Yes, my pension.
Would you say this is a dream of yours? Your
yes,
degree?
As a matter of fact, it is, because high school, yes, but then it was expected you go to work and you stay at work. You make a career out of it with a high school degree. But talking about getting a college degree when I was younger, you never talked about that. It was just, it was not possible.
Did anyone else in your family get a master's degree?
My son, my second son, he has a master's degree.
So you're keeping up with the kids?
Yeah, believe it or not, they were some sort of incentive there for me to go back to school. I mean, watching them, and I said, you know, if they can do it, I know I can do it.
Stephen Manriquez is 65 years old. He plans to take out about $80,000 in student loans for a degree in psychology at the University of Phoenix. Thanks so much for talking with us, Stephen.
No, thank you very much, Robert.